So if we understand that we have limited control, especially over our children, but then we are responsible for our children's character, their behavior. So how can we balance the recognizing our limited controllership and still being responsible in that relationship? Yeah, the first thing is, how do we define ourselves? All of us, we define ourselves in terms of our relationships. Some people say, oh, I am an Intel employee, I am an IBM employee, I work here, I this. So through our relationship we define ourselves. Now all of us internally have some relationship which becomes our defining identity. Now I may say, okay, I am the husband of this person, I am the wife of this person, I am the mother of this person, I am the son of this person, I am the daughter of this person. All our relationships define us to some extent. But internally, how do we define ourselves? Practicing bhakti is not just about chanting Hare Krishna or coming to satsang. These are all important. But through these activities, our defining identity needs to change. Our defining identity is, I am a servant of Krishna. So as a servant of Krishna, I am the husband of someone. As a servant of Krishna, I am the wife of someone. As a servant of Krishna, I am the mother of someone. As a servant of Krishna, I am the son of someone. So when we have this defining identity in relationship with Krishna, that brings great security. Because Krishna is never going to abandon us. Krishna is never going to reject us. And then we can see all our other relationships as services. If we don't have this defining identity as a servant of Krishna, then our defining identity becomes in terms of some other relationship. And then if that relationship doesn't work out, it's not just a failure of that relationship, it creates a sense of worthlessness in me itself. So when my child doesn't work, child is not developing a good character, then it is not that the child is doing something wrong, it is that I feel I have failed as a parent. And if being a parent is my defining identity, then I feel my life itself is a failure. So we cannot afford to define ourselves in terms of any horizontal relationship. Our definition is in terms of our vertical relationship. A month or so ago in Columbus, I gave a talk on overcoming fear. So I mentioned the top 10 fears that people have. So over the centuries, what are the fears? They did some analysis. So there are two fears which are typically modern fears, which are not there in the previous century, or even a few decades ago. One is the fear of terrorists, and the second is the fear of rejection. In the past, whether it is the East or West, most marriages were, say, arranged traditionally. Now, everybody has to try to appear as attractive, as smart as possible. And when they form a relationship, they feel very insecure. If somebody rejects me, if some relationship doesn't work out, then it is not just that the relationship is not working out. People feel that I am unlovable. And that can be very crippling. It's a great fear. So whether it is in a spousal relationship or in a parental relationship, if we define ourselves in terms of any horizontal relationship, we will set ourselves up for great frustration. And then, now we try to clamp down and control our child, not so much because it is good for the child, but it's because I want this child, I want to look good in the eyes of this world through this child. So often it is our extended ego that comes into the picture. Now once a husband and the wife, they went to a court to fight, and there a matter of argument was, the husband wanted our child should become an engineer. The wife said our child should become a doctor. The judge said, why did you have to come to court? Just ask the child. Says, no, we can't ask the child. Why? Child is not yet born.
So
sometimes, you know, our sense of identity gets so tied up with someone else that we project our sense of self-worth onto that person, and if that person is So that person not even born, but I'm thinking I want him to be a doctor, because being a doctor will increase my prestige. So like that, if we are ourselves insecure, then that insecurity reflects in that relationship. And then we try to become too controlling, too domineering, and then too fearful when that attempt to control is rejected. So if we see parenting as a service to Krishna, and in life we will do many services. Some services are more important than others, some services are less important. But even in important services, sometimes we may get success, sometimes we may not get success. Now, Prabhupada was a pure devotee, and he preached in India for almost 40 years, and he got not much success. And he was preaching simply because of the instruction of his spiritual master. So, he had no selfish motive in that, and still he got no success over there. So, the nature of service in this world is, sometimes it may be successful, sometimes it may not be successful. But as long as we are trying to serve Krishna, we are acting in a mode of service to Krishna, we will be growing. We will be going towards Krishna. So if we see that relationship as a service to Krishna, then even if that service doesn't work out, we won't feel extremely insecure or unworthy. Yes, naturally we are concerned, we will be disappointed if things are not working out. But we will not feel shattered. And then we can accept it more maturely. And you also need to know that we go through phases, especially teenage years, they go through phases. So, again quoting Oscar Wilde, he said that, you know, when I was 17, my father was an ignoramus. But now, I am 25, it's amazing how much the old guy has learned in 8 years.
So, now obviously it is not the father who has learned great years. It is when we are very young, we think, I know everything. And my parents, they are just from another generation. They don't know anything.
But as we start growing, then teenage years are actually very difficult years. And even if in teenage there is rebellion, we should just, it's not that we approve what they are doing, but we still offer our love. We still offer our love. We tell them, you know, whatever you do, we will tell our approval, our disapproval, what our inputs are. But we don't reject them, no matter whatever happens. We keep our love, we keep ourselves available to them. And over a period of time, they will themselves realize. The teenage is a time when they are exploring their identity. In the pre-teen years, children are primarily defined as the son of so-and-so or daughter of so-and-so. That is their definition. When they grow adults into adults, they have their own identity. Oh, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm working in this company. In the teenage years, they are in flux. They are so old, they don't want to be defined as I'm the son of so-and-so and I'm the daughter of so-and-so, whatever. Now, they want their own identity. But they have no position, they have no qualification, so they don't have any identity. And that's why they themselves are very insecure. They are very much in the search of identity. That's why they become very vulnerable to peer pressure. So in order to look good, so if in their social circle, if drinking is what makes them cool, look cool, then they will drink. Taking drugs will make them look cool, that's what they will do. So if we can try to provide them a good social circle as much as possible, and they may experiment sometimes they may go on wrong tracks, but if we have given devotional impressions to them in their childhood as much as possible, those impressions will stay with them, and sooner or later they will realize. So if we have not antagonized them, if when they go away from us or they start doing something which is wrong, which is very hurting to us, if we make that into an ego issue, it means, no, don't do this. I'm telling you, this is terrible for you. You are being so arrogant now. One day you will realize you are wrong and you will come crawling back on your knees to me. If we make it like that, even if they are, they realize they are wrong, they will not come back. But if we just, you know, we give our inputs, we give our advice, but if they don't accept it, then we still accept them. We don't accept their particular behavior, but we accept them, and then eventually they will realize and they will come back. So teenage years are difficult. They're difficult. It's just almost like parents feel, you know, my sweet little girl, why did she disappear? And who is this?
Who is this disagreeable, irritable person who has come in her place? You know,
it's very difficult years for them. It's for parents also. But just if we don't overreact, if we don't alienate, if we don't make it into a personal insecurity issue, if we don't make it into an ego issue, then that period will pass. And even if they get some scars, those scars will make them wiser. And then we can have a more harmonious relationship. Okay?
Thank you very much.